Did Winifred get any special diseases or any trouble? Or diphtheria?
Oh, yeah, Winifred had pneumonia and diphtheria. And she was isolated in the third floor for about 6 weeks with diphtheria.
That was a new experience. That was your first experience
with quarantine? That was my only experience with diphtheria. I always dreaded scarlet fever. None of them ever got it. It was my only experience with diphtheria. And I was up there from before Thanksgiving until Christmas Eve.
Well, up where?
Up in the third floor, isolated from the rest of the house. And the children and my mother and all the rest of them were down on the second floor.
And how many children were there then?
I think there were about six. And they didn't get it. They gave them antitoxin, kept them downstairs.
Why didn't you send her to the hospital?
Because I called up a doctor friend of mine and asked him if his little girl had diphtheria, would he send her to the hospital, the municipal hospital. And at the time, the nurse and the stretcher carriage were waiting to take her out. And he said, no, I would not. And I said, all right. I didn't tell him why I asked him or anything else. I just went upstairs and said to the nurse, can you take her out of here if I say no? And the nurse said, no, I can't. I said, all right then, go on downstairs and tell them I am not letting her go. So I had to stay up there with her. And then I got a sheet, put it over the bathroom door, another one put it over the bedroom door, and soaked them in,
sort of fumigant.
Yeah, fumigate. Soda some kind. Well, it's a fumigation, and I lived up there with her for 6 weeks. And then they would just bring my meals up and leave them at the top of the stairs on a tray. And then after 6 weeks, I brought her downstairs, and the doctor came and looked at her, and he said, take her back. And I took her back, and he had the smallpox expert come in and look at her. He thought she had developed smallpox. Instead of that, it was the bromides he'd been giving her for the glands in her throat that had swelled up and abscessed. And when the specialist came in for smallpox and looked at her, he said, no, it was a bromide rash.
Didn't that kind of favor her going to the hospital at that time?
He sent the ambulance out and wanted me to let her go because of these other children. But I decided that I could take as good care of her myself as long as there was others to take care of the children. And my mother and an aunt and this little girl in the house were with the children, so I stayed up there with her.
Well, couldn't the ambulance have taken the child with his permission against your will?
Maybe they could, but
he didn't go that far.
He didn't fight that far about it. So she came out all right.
What part did Granny have in that?
Granny wanted me to do what I did. Granny agreed with me that I should nurse her myself. And Granny took care of the others for me.
Otherwise, you couldn't have done it.
Oh, no, I couldn't have done it if I didn't have somebody that I knew was capable.
Well,